Well, that girl, she's not running around. She's live on the phone. Steph Kakaris, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Rob.
Morning, Steph. How's things?
Great, thanks.
I'm really looking forward to this discussion about wellness because I need a bit of a pick-up.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's the girl. This girl, is that a politically incorrect term these days, Steph?
Mate, it's fine with me.
Excellent.
Girl,
young woman, lady.
She's not young. Oh. I know how old she is. She's not young. Well, she compared to me and you, she is.
She's got a young voice.
Quite, yeah. Worldly, actually.
Worldly, is that the words these days, Steph? Hey, now, this morning, the Rio Olympics are coming up, and you're just going to talk to us a bit about what the athletes may be going through, or...
Yeah, I was going to talk a bit about confidence this morning. But before I do, I just want to shout out to my nephew, Timothy Lane, who's currently in the car on his way to the airport. He's a 16-year-old baseball player, and his team, the Southern Mariners, won the Asia Pacific Championship against all the countries in the Asia Pacific, Guam and the Philippines and Indonesia and all these countries. And he's off to America to play in the Senior Little League World Championships.
That is sensational.
How good is that? That is fantastic.
So we're all pretty proud of him and his team, and it's pretty exciting. So
he's a Geelong boy, Steph?
No.
No, from the Southern Mariners. They're over in Sandringham.
Oh, righto.
Upside of the bay.
Yep.
Yep.
That is just, well, Tim, is it?
Yeah, Tim.
Very famous Tim Lane.
Tim Lane, mate.
Yes.
All the best to you in America. We hope you just do really, really well. And maybe when he comes back, Steph, we might be able to organise an exclusive interview with the young fella.
That'd be awesome. I'm sure he'd be very up for that.
That would be great.
We'll get him on and just find out about the experience. So is he fairly good at the game, Steph?
He's been playing for a number of years, and as you know, baseball's a very strategic game.
It is.
And Timothy's a very bright, very smart boy, and also very athletic. And so when you put the two together in baseball, it makes you very strong.
Now, are they going to have... scouts at this championship?
There's going to be scouts all over.
Oh, yeah.
For about 2 or 3 years, he's been dreaming about going to America to go to college on a baseball scholarship. So this is a very, very big step toward that coming true. So.
And, Brett, there's one other thing that happens to baseball players when they're very good in America. They get very rich.
They get very rich very quickly.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It'd be great. Well, young Tim, mate, we wish you all the very best here from 94.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, good luck, mate.
And, we'll get him on for sure, Steph, if you can get your people to speak to my people at some stage.
For sure, for sure.
Now, did you give him any tips about confidence and that before he heads over?
I'm about to, mate. This is it.
Oh, this is it. This is for Tim. So, Tim, everyone else can turn off, but no, they better not.
Listen up to Auntie Steph, Tim. Yes. This is very serious.
All right. Go for it, Steph.
You know, confidence and belief about how you're going to do when you go somewhere plays such a huge, huge impact in whether you win or not. So they did this study, which is one of my favourite things to talk about, where they had 12 people and they tested their strength before an arm wrestling competition. So the people came in and they tested all their strength, and what they did was they paired a weaker person with a stronger person, but they told the weaker person that they were actually stronger, and they told the stronger person that they were actually weaker. So they told them a bit of an untruth, and they said, "Rightio, you're not he's stronger than you," even though he had tested up quite a lot weaker. And in 10 out of the 12 arm wrestling contests, the weaker person won.
Get out. That's amazing.
Yep. So, they just because they believed that they were stronger, and the stronger people believed that they were weaker. So, when you don't have that really strong belief or confidence that you can do well, or that you can win, or that you can, you know, do what the coach is basically telling you, follow the coach's orders, then you probably don't try quite so hard. Because you kind of lose before you've even got there.
But
what would have happened was that the stronger people would have thought, oh, I've got no chance, this other got stronger.
Yeah.
And the other person's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to win this. So then they try really hard. And as long as, you know, as long as it doesn't go too far, and as long as they're not cocky and think that they just have to walk in and, oh, I'm just going to do this really easily and go bang. As long as they still realise that they still need some determination and some, you know, the grit, you know, it's the grit that really gets you there with a lot of these, especially with, you know, with endurance events.
Mm.
Yeah, so I love the quote which says, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
Now, interestingly, the situation with the Olympics, though, Steph, where everyone's times are well measured and well known prior to the event, so the ability to hide a performance, as you just mentioned, then is not there. So it then becomes the ability of the coach to transfer positive vibes into a person who's going to be running against Usain Bolt, that you can actually beat this man. That then becomes a skill of which I guess someone in your case has the ability to transfer positive information in a negative environment.
Yeah. So my philosophy in life, not just with sport but with anything, is about believing in the possibility.
Dare to dream.
And, yeah. And all anyone can do is go out there and perform at their absolute best and, you know, worry about their own. You know, it's a cliche about worrying about, I'm just going to worry about my own race. But that's absolutely what people need to worry about.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's a skill to actually be able to block everyone else out and to just focus on whatever it is that you're doing for yourself and believe in the possibility. You know, Stephen Bradbury is the classic, you know, gold medal winner who, you know, he, you know, if he'd come in, I'm sure he thought he wouldn't have stood a chance.
Now, I suppose there's a variation between sports too, Steph, in that, as I mentioned, Usain Bolt, he's, you know, he's clearly the fastest man on the planet. He's clearly quick. But there's some other sports where, even though your previous performance might not measure up, the sport provides the ability to square the ledger a lot easier if you do bring your very best to the table. So what's, from your experience, what are some of the sports where someone's more likely to bridge the gap between... the very best and an individual's best? I suppose running's a little more difficult, isn't it? That's just a flat out performance.
Yeah, I mean, the very short sprinting events, you know, are quite finite. But there's still, you know, there are still plenty of examples where people have pulled out a one-off performance in the Olympics that has blown anything else, like it's blown anything away that they've been doing prior to.
And I guess particularly the team events, and that adds another layer to this working together as a bringing your own personal best, but then you have to work inside that team framework, and then as a group, then your chances of improving, of achieving above are increased, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, team events and dynamic sports that aren't, you know, they're very, you're right, you know, sports that are dynamic and what we call open sports where, you know, there's all sorts of things that can happen on the day. So, you know, it's not, for instance, what we call a closed sport, which is a, you know, a running sport, you know, a sprint or a gymnastics or something like that, where it's just you and the variables are pretty much the same no matter what. It's just about all about you pulling out your top performance. A very different, required very different mind skills than open sports and team sports like soccer and, you know, water polo and hockey and all those kind of sports.
Now,
so it's a matter of, definitely it's a matter of the team gelling together and all and really having confidence in each other and trusting each other's ability to carry out the game plan and to really focus on, you know, regardless of what the opposition does, let's just carry out the game plan and, you know, do it to our utmost ability, hit all our targets of, you know, statistical targets of what we need to do today. And if we look after all that stuff and we still don't win, then you know what? We're beaten by a better team.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be a point where, you know, at some point you're just going to be, you can do your best but still not win.
Now, Steph, the Bulldogs are actually in Geelong last night, so they will all be up this morning listening to you.
Yes.
So if they get up tonight and beat the Cats, I don't think you should come to Geelong ever. Because, people won't be happy. But if they do get up, we're going to say they were listening to you, and that's because they won.
Yep. Good on you, mate.
Excellent. Now, can you just wander down to Windy Hill or Tullamarine or wherever our football club is and just have a chat to them about the belief?
The Bombers.
The mighty Bombers. Steph and I, Bomber supporters. So,
Now, that's interesting that Brett brought up about the Bulldogs, because they've had a horror week, and they could all just sit in the corner and suck their thumb and feel sorry for themselves, or they can latch onto the positives in this negative environment and turn it around. So that's exactly the sort of thing you're talking about daring to dream.
Right, and it takes a really skilled coach to actually focus on, you know, the positives of, you know, bringing in young players and fresh legs and, you know, an extra level of enthusiasm that they bring, you know, the hunger because they're new and fresh, you know, and there's just always that chance that, you know, the other team are not quite on their game or you know, that you pull out a really great performance. Got to then go back on your fitness and your ability to run out the game and, yeah.
Now, Steph, on a personal level, do you prefer to deal with individuals with your life messages or do you prefer team environments to work?
Probably, both, I think.
So you do both regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, go on, Steph, sorry.
Team environments, you know, especially with footy, challenging because there's just so many different personalities and dynamics to deal with. So individuals, more straightforward from that point of view. But, you know, I love teaching groups, so, you know, teaching people about, you know, the best ways to set goals, to stay motivated. And, you know, it's important when you're talking about belief and goals, you know, not to be too ambitious, to stretch yourself, but to still be realistic about what you can achieve. Because if you're too ambitious and the belief drops off about whether you can get there, then the effort drops off without even realizing it. Doesn't, it's not a conscious thing. So if I ask you to to do a standing jump and, you know, to reach 6 inches higher with your hand, most people will be able to do that. But if I said, "Alrighty, now touch the roof," then the jump will actually be lower if you try and touch the roof than if you try and just go a bit beyond what you can.
Because the mind takes over.
Yes.
That's all very... I'm just sitting here imagining... I'm looking at the roof of the studio, Steph, going, "Oh, yeah, I could probably hit that, maybe." But the world high jump record's like 8 feet or something for a high jump. Now, that's just insane.
It is.
But, Steph, we've got to go.
Yep.
But thank you so much for coming on again, and you'll be back on in a couple of weeks, of course.
Yep, sure will.
And to young Tim Lane, heading off to America, mate, all the very best from us here, and we hope you do very well. Steph, we hope that you have a great week with you and the family. And if people want to get hold of you for your pearls of wisdom, how can they do so?
My website is highperformancecoach.com.au.
That's
excellent.
That's it.
Cheers.
Pretty
Cheers.
Simple.
Thanks, Steph. Have a great week, mate.
Good on you, Steph. All the best.
Thank you. That was Steph Kakaris there talking about just the belief.